It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, July 5th, 2009.
Oh, the FCC will not catch me, for I am quite elusive. Don't care what they say. My life to live. I transmit our song. They say that it's wrong, 'cause I never paid them the dough. So curse ye, scallywags, you'll never take away my pirate radio.
Well, I am Ragnar Danstjold, and you have once again found the Pirates Weekend. Well, you know what it's about by this time. Hey, not a lot of pirates in the news this week, but we do have a ton of logs from the July 4th weekend, and we have a bunch of off-air recordings from all that, and actually some from Europe this week, and actually I have a couple interesting websites for you to check out, as well as a couple other odds and ends, but hey, just to shake things up this week, let's just start this week off with some tunage, okay? So hey, crank it.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Danisjold.
All right. Hey, that was Give Me Pirate Radio from the singing bass player circa 1999. Hey, and props to the dude for passing that along. Well, like I said in the opening, not a lot of news this week, but I do have a whole bunch of off-air recordings coming up later in the program, and I do have a bunch of interesting websites this week, which I want to share with you, all of which this time are European-based. Don't know how that worked out, but they just tend to be. First up is a site I have sourced in the past, but haven't made it part of my regular sites I visit. I may have to change that. It's the UK-based Anorak Nation. That's A-N-O-R-A-K, Anorak Nation. Not sure how to pronounce that. This news and message board is a gathering of early adopters, technologists, and free radio enthusiasts. Anorak Nation offers feeds of UK broadcasting and technology news, debate, and lively exchange of views and more. Take a look at it. It's pretty cool, and they're all over Twitter, and got some decent RSS feeds. That's www.anoraknation.com, anoraknation.com. Hey, and talking about Twitter, I found this next site also via Twitter. It's a site of a shortwave pirate DXer in France. It's in English and has logs of air checks and even a chat room. Actually, it's pretty decent. I'll have links in the show notes. It's easyshopdiscountzone.com/radio/pirates/English. Yeah, I know, with a website name like that, I kind of thought it was a spam site, but looking around, it really isn't. easyshopdiscountzone.com/radio/pirate/English. It's a pirate DXer in France and has a lot of really interesting stuff. And hey, I stumbled across another website which may be of interest to those of you in the UK, Yorkshire Junkies. It's a site dedicated to all the pirate radio stations in the area of Yorkshire, covering more than 20 stations. There is a ton of air checks to download and explore. That's Yorkshire Junkies, a site dedicated to a bunch of FM pirates over there around Yorkshire. And from Dr. Tim's newsletter, I found a really cool thing. Michael in Poland has been logging U.S. pirates this last week, and I'm going to try to butcher this from German to English, but Michael was trying to monitor the pirate bands, and he logged a bunch of pirate radios from the United States this last weekend, including MAC Radio on 6851 on Saturday, and Marlene Radio, and Voice of the Beast, and Radio Mushroom on 6925 Upper Sideband, and Barnyard Radio on 6930 Upper Sideband, all being logged in Poland by Michael. He notes that the highlight was receiving a QSL from Radio Marlene. Hey, very cool. Michael, who just got into listening to pirates a couple years ago, has a real nice website with logs and recordings available for download. He's even highlighted the North American pirates, which makes it easy. They kind of jump out at you. Looking over there, he's logged a few more this holiday weekend, including Captain Morgan, Wolverine, Barnyard, and MAC. Hey, I'm just going to go ahead and let this one play. Take a listen to a short clip of Ultraman Saturday night on MAC 0150 UTC 6850 AM as received in Poland on Michael's inverted V-fed Tentec RX320D. Take a listen to MAC.
Forum postings.
It's time now to take a look around the internet for some relevant pirate-related forum posts. Starting off like we always do with the free radio network, that's frn.net/vines. Herman posted this week looking for more use of AM in pirate radio broadcasting. An official press release of the Rodent Revolution reminds us that WBNY uses AM extensively, and Phantom notes that single sideband is the manliest of modes. Another official press release warned us this week of activity on 167.050, that's the FCC two-way frequency along the east coast of North America, and ops may be want to keep a scanner on that frequency if they're going to be broadcasting this weekend. And John Sedlak noted that it was a great weekend for Pirate Radio, saying thanks to all the ops for the great weekend of Pirate Radio. He enjoyed listening to all the stations this 4th of July holiday and the reminder of the importance of free speech. Hey, and let me just echo that sentiment. Yeah, great show this weekend. A lot of good pirates on the air this last weekend. Hey, over in the workshop forum, Bad Andy replied to my thread on the Drake SW8. The audio cut out a few weeks back, and last weekend it miraculously started working again for a few days, and it's dead again. Bad Andy suggested looking for the Grundig Sat 800 diagram, as this is the same board in both radios. Also, he thought there was a Yahoo group for the Grundig Sat 800 that may have some more info. I'm going to look into that. Hey, thanks, Bad Andy. I'm going to look into that. And from the Free Radio Weekly number 699, ooh, coming up to 700, for July 3rd, 2009, covering free radio activity from June 27th to July 3rd, stations being heard on air this last week include the stations of Barnyard Radio, Cupid Radio, Dead Cat Radio, KUSA, Outhouse Radio, MAC Shortwave, Radio Appalachia, Radio Casablanca, Radio Gaga, Radio Marlene, Radio Mushroom, Psycho Radio, The Crystal Ship, Voice of Honor, Thinking Man Radio, Voice of the Beast, Voice of KAOG, WMPR, Micro-Powered Radio, Weak Radio, WMDR, Wolverine Radio, and YRTK. You're Right to Know Radio. All stations being heard this last week. Stations sending out QSLs this last week are the stations of Voice of the Beast, Radio Casablanca, Radio Marlene, Radio Mushroom, Thinking Man Radio, Radio Casablanca, Barnyard Radio, Ultraman on MAC, Radio Gaga, Voice of Chaos, Voice of Honor, and You're Right to Know Radio. All stations sending out QSLs this last week.
Blimey, old chap, who turned the radio up?
They got some nerve, yeah.
DTI, love them, because we love them.
Them a call us pirates. Them a call us illegal broadcasters.
Analyze.
Just because we play what the people want.
Analyze.
And them a call us pirates.
Ahoy, mateys. This is DJ Captain Fred reminding you to tune in to the Pirate Week with Ragnar Danijold here on Berkeley Liberation Radio 104.1 FM, Saturday nights at 10 p.m. or catch the stream at www.berkeleyliberationradio.org, Sundays at 0500 UTC, or whenever we feel like playing it. Arr!
All right. Hey, I don't care what you say. That's just freaking cool. Okay, let's get into some off-air recordings. I recorded all of these clips from the dipole-fed ICOM PCR 1000. First up is Your Right to Know Radio, YRTK, 6953 Upper Sideband, just past the midnight hour on the 3rd of July, Simpo 45333. This is a kind of a political show. New World Order warnings, the op talking about the New World Order, Bilderbergs, and concentration camps here in the United States. Take a listen to Your Right to Know Radio.
The Cold War times, for ordinary political power, is being driven forward by a seismic shift in economic power that we see around us.
Well, there you go, folks. New World Order. New World Disorder. They're referring to a government, one world, one government is to one world government that will be run not by the United States, not by any one country, but the envy of all the countries. So who, which actually laid out flat, meaning that another country can make the laws for the United States to dictate how the United States is going to operate and so forth and so on, and scary stuff. Very scary. You need to go online, check some of these things out. Check out the Bilderbergs, Trilateral Commission. Definitely the USA concentration camps. There's 400 to 800 of them. That's one in the neighborhood near you. Chances are there that there is. They have a fleet of railroad cars ready and prepared. Tracks going to all these concentration camps. Be aware of what's going on around you. Stay informed. A lot of scary stuff out there. Okay, we're going to have to end this broadcast tonight. YRTK, your right to know radio station with a little Bob Dylan. We hope y'all have a good evening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Next up, we do have a special one. It is the annual broadcast of Radio Itasca, 6925 Upper Sideband, 0230 UTC on the 3rd of July, SIP NPO 45333. This station is broadcasted on the anniversary of the loss of Amelia Earhart, K-H-A-Q-Q. You can hear her calling the Coast Guard cutter Itasca with a bunch of swing music being played too. Hey, and if you missed it, circle your calendar for July 3rd, 2010 for Radio Itasca.
Hello, Itasca. Come in, Itasca. This is KHOQQ. KHOQQ. Come in, Itasca. Okay.
Actually, I think that Radio Itasca recording was from Evil Elvis down in Disgraceland. But this next one I did record, it's the Voice of Honor, 6925 Upper Side Band, the 4th of July, 0050, SINPO 45344. This is the special 4th of July broadcast from the Voice of Honor. And then we have MAC, 6850 AM, 0120 UTC, the 4th of July. This is the Paul Starr Show, as he was handing it over to Ultraman. And hey, one guess why I'm going to play this clip. Take a listen to Ultraman and Paul Starr on MAC.
Oh, as I always say, be good and God bless, and good night, good people. For MAC Radio, I'm Paul Starr.
once again, everybody. This is Ultraman on MSC Radio on the shortwave dial. I'll be playing some of my favorite songs, like I always do. Hello, everybody at the FRM. Hello to Ragnar. Hello to everybody listening. The email address is maeshortwave@yahoo.com. Again, the email address is maeshortwave@yahoo.com. Our first song for tonight is going to be Simple Simon. So let's get to it, and let's have the show go on the road.
And finally, our last clip, heard by a ton of people Friday night with 17 logs on the FRN Barnyard Radio, 6930 Upper Sideband, 0150 UTC, the 4th of July, 35343 was the SINPO. This is just after the sign-on of Barnyard Radio.
Week, Sky Saxon from the Seeds died.
She was her Mick Jagger, man.
Anyway, I love the guy a lot, so, anyway, I'm gonna play some Seeds, and I'm gonna get into a whole bunch of, deconstructing the myths of the American dream. I hope you'll join me.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
Well, before I get out of here, I do want to touch on a couple other radio news items from this week's International Radio Report. Is a new DXing, well, I don't know if you'd call this a resource, but it is a CD. I'll let Janice explain this new DX CD.
New CD series, Best Wishes from the North at 49, sent out on DXLD. Ian McFarlane, Bob Zanotti, Jeff White of WRMI, Kim Elliott of VOA, John Figliosi, yours truly, and a cast of dozens are pleased to announce the release of a long-awaited CD Series 3, Yesterday and Today, a 20-year retrospective of shortwave broadcasting, the past, present, and future of international broadcasting. Running time, 155 minutes, available at www.dxer.ca. So they've got a new shortwave CD. Some people still out there promoting the shortwave hobby. Very cool. Those are all well-known names in the shortwave hobby. Be interesting.
One other news item here I found that was kind of interesting. This is coming from the Free 103.9 newsroom. The FCC will soon begin accepting applications for low-power television stations. Applications for the new LPTV translator stations will be out August 25th for rural locations and next January for urban locations. That's the new low-power TV application window from the FCC here in the United States. Interesting if you want to go ahead and get yourself a low-power TV. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week. I'll be back next week with more pirate news and off-air recordings and loggings and all the good stuff. And so what did we learn this week? Well, we learned a few things. We learned pirate radio is thriving in Europe, with some U.S. stations making it all the way to Poland this last week. We also learned the 4th of July weekend had a bunch of activity, as was expected. And finally, we also learned that single sideband is the manliest of modes. So say the zombie phantom. Okay, until next week, gang, as always, thanks for listening.
From the Boat Anchor Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web, we meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.